We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Blessed greetings and love. Aloha, Zion. Welcome to Bob Radio, man. How you doing, man?
What's up, man? Thanks for having me. I'm great. How are you?
I am doing really good. I'm enjoying my summer. I'm looking forward to having you guys here in town, man. We're talking to Zion from the Green. He's a guitar player, you guys. So these guys are coming to town. They got a new album out. They got a couple shows lined up for you guys in San Diego. How are the vibes, Zion? What's going on, man? Tell us what's going on with the Green.
Everything's great, man. You know, summertime, like we were just talking about earlier, it's nice. We've been spending time with our families, but now we're back on the road, and we got some new music that we just released. You know, our Black and White album. So we're doing a little bit of those songs during our live show, during the set. But other than that, yeah, we're just out spreading the word, spreading aloha, and just playing music. We're out here right now.
Okay, well let's focus on Cappy. Let's focus on the new album for a little bit. The name of the album is Black and White. What is that? Your fourth album, third album? Where are you guys in your chronology of discography?
Well, it's the fifth. I mean, it's technically. I mean, because we've released EPs, you know, with a few songs and then singles and stuff like that.
Right.
So it's technically our fifth album, studio full album. But it's kind of what it is songs from all of the other previous four studio albums.
Okay.
And then we combine them in one album, but they're acoustic versions. They're different versions other than the full band where you hear keyboards and you hear, you know, all the overdubs and all the synths and vocal overdubs. And these are real simple vocals, still the vocals, but, you know, acoustic guitars and ukuleles and stuff like that.
Wicked.
And percussion.
Very cool. People love that.
If you were jamming. Yeah, just like jamming in your backyard kind of style stuff.
Very, 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 very awesome. So we're having you make two stops here in San Diego. First, you're going to be doing the Island Vibe Festival this coming Sunday with a host of other artists.
Yeah, we're super stoked for that. I'm happy with that. Like we said, it's been a long time. We haven't been back in 2 years to San Diego, so we get to come back and headline that huge festival with all these great artists that we respect and love and from our hometown too, so it's going to be super fun, man.
Yeah, man, we encourage everyone to roll out to the Island Vibe Festival. It's Sunday, August 3rd. It's over by the stadium. Got a whole bunch of bands, Faya, Maoli. It's a family fun event, so we encourage you guys to come out, all right? Now, besides the Island Vibe Festival, you were on a massive national tour with UB40, Shaggy, Steel Pulse, and yourselves. Yeah. Wow.
I know. Wow. That's how we feel. We're super thankful and humbled and excited that we get to watch them. You know, we get to watch their set over and over. That's always the best thing. You know? We're always like, oh my god, it's amazing, and then we're like, wait, we get to watch them play every night. It's unreal.
How fun!
So lucky as a fan. You know, like we're so thankful. And, we don't take it lightly at all. So we're gonna come out and smash and try and do our part for the tour, our little segment in the beginning, and then get this show rolling.
Very, very cool. Now, while we're talking about big shows and big stadiums, you guys also perform with Bruno Mars on the Giant Stadium in Hawaii, yeah?
A couple times
now, right?
Right. Yeah, we were fortunate enough. We got to do both times he came to Hawaii in the last, like, 3 or 4 years. I think it was 4 years.
Uh-huh.
The first time he did it was at a slightly smaller venue. But now, when he just came back, they started bringing concerts back to the stadium, Aloha Stadium, which is the only, like, real legit stadium in Hawaii.
Right.
That could hold, like, you know, like a big NFL game or something like that.
Right,
like,
right.
Hold a UFC or something like that.
I
mean, there's other stadiums. We have arenas that can hold UFC and stuff like that.
No, but that was the big stadium where you guys play football and big
Bruno
events.
To do it there, it was big. And it was one of the first ones, really, in a long time at the stadium. After he did that, Eminem came, Cardi B and, like, Snoop and all them. They had, like, a string of shows after that at the stadium during the wintertime.
So you guys kind of, like, broke ground on that venue again, huh?
Man, it was unreal. And, yeah, to have the whole stadium lit up. And
I saw the pictures. I was blown away.
Common Kings, too. It was us and Common Kings. We both had the honor of opening up for them. Big up the Common Kings.
Yeah, man, big up the Common Kings, man, for sure, man. They're amazing. Now, the Green, tell us a little bit about the Green. How long you guys been doing your thing?
We've been together for about 10 years as, like, an official touring and band, because right when we started, we pretty much kind of recording music underground and playing in different bands in Hawaii in the scene, and then we just released an album, kind of, like, decided to release it and call it this, because we had all these songs, and we were sort of leftover members from all our other bands, you know, that moved on and done other things, or were doing other
things.
Yes. We created the band.
Because you've been doing music for longer than 10 years. You've been doing music for, like, 30 years, yeah?
Yeah.
Reggae music.
Yeah, yeah. Right, yeah. I mean, we, like most people in music, you know, before they ever start touring or doing anything like that, long before that, they're playing all their local club shows and bars, and way before they're even 21. Like, yeah, we were doing all that stuff, playing all the scenes, backing up the local reggae artists. And need a band, and we'd back them up and learn their vocals and stuff like that. And kind of trained that way in reggae, but we always played Hawaiian music growing up and all kinds of stuff. Hawaii is really eclectic with taste. Country music is popular.
It's an amazing vibe out there in Hawaii. I was out there in the spring. I had a great time. It's always a pleasure to be out there, man. So we're looking forward. We're looking forward to having you guys bring your little island vibe out here. We love it. We've been having you guys here for years and years. And now, man, it's just so much fun. You did Cali Roots year after year. You're doing One Love year after year. Doing headlining all these major shows. And we're just, you know, we just want to congratulate the Green for all the hard work for years and years, years and years.
Awesome music,
awesome fans. Your fans are the best.
Yeah.
They come out, they support, and they just love you so much, man. It's so good to be part of your guys' vibe, man.
Well, brother, I mean, thank you, bro. I mean, like you said, it's really the fans, like the scene is the best. Like the amount of love and, like, just the community sense. You know, it's just everything in this, though, there's a warmth in this scene that's like, it's not just a certain demographic or age group. It's like from the old to the young, and, you know, it's like
grandmas and little kids are out
and
there.
And their grandmas and their kids, our kids are out. We bring our kids to the show, and our, you know, our grandparents and our parents, and, like, everybody is just a part of it all, and it's just a big family thing. We're thankful and lucky to be a part of it, and it's just an amazing time too to be a musician and to be playing music, and just with everything going on, it's
like
important.
You guys hit the sweet spot when you guys came 10 years ago. Like, all these bands that are doing great now, you guys came at the exact time. Your first album was a great album, so much great music on the record, and it was a fresh vibe, and we just loved it so much. And then it's so nice to see where you guys have taken it. With a huge tour with UB40, it's like, wow, man, these guys just cranked it. You guys worked your butts off. Let's not gloss over the thing. You don't get to where you are without putting in the miles, all the struggle, all the work, all the things that happens on the road, all the touring, it's not an easy road. But you guys handled it.
No.
Yeah, man, you guys handled it, and you stayed true to your music.
I mean, we're thankful, you know, like, everything you just said is, I mean, we really appreciate being, like you said, I mean, the timing, we're so lucky and blessed, but it was all, I think it's all where everything works out. It's all meant to be, you know.
Yeah, and all in job time.
We're thankful for everything. Yeah, you know, just like, yeah, we're just going to keep doing what we're doing and moving forward. And, you know, but I think it is an important scene that we have here going. And
it's very important. It's a very important scene.
There's a lot of healing happening in this scene to a lot of people just through the music and the connection.
It's got its own economy. It's got its own energy. It's got its own vibe. It's bigger than we know. It's amazing.
Right.
It's really, really like synergistic.
And it's worldwide too.
Yeah.
We have our thing here, but like, I mean, we're only connecting still to the other artists, international artists who are a part of it. Like, we've only scratched the surface with like the Skint and Protege, you know, or Jesse Royal, or
you know,
any of the bands. Like, I mean, they're amazing. And like, once they open those doors for us, that, you know,
it's just
all growing, and it's amazing.
It's still growing, and the scene is still growing.
It's growing.
It's still vibrant.
It's powerful.
It is. And it's driving a lot of economy. It's driving a lot of force. It's driving a lot of record sales. It's driving a lot of energy. It is really, really, really cool, man. Well, hey, Zion, how can your fans reach out to The Green? How can they? What's your website? Social media?
Well, if you want to reach out to us, we usually communicate. We'll jam back and forth on like the Instagram and stuff. But if you want to find out like all the basic info, you know, stuff like that, is thegreen808.com. That's a website. 808 toys area code, so thegreen808, and that'll have all the links to all the music you can listen to and stuff, and then, you know, Instagram and Facebook. And if you want to check out the merch, we got all kinds of new stuff. And we're on tour. We're doing a lot of stuff right now, man.
It's great. It's
good.
Great.
It's a
great
time.
So your Black and White album is like a greatest hits acoustic style, right? With a couple new songs
like
or something?
Our personal, what would you call it, a greatest hits? Like a personal favorite.
Okay.
/ songs we think we should put on an album.
Okay.
You know? Like,
right on.
We couldn't put all the ones we wanted to, because we're like, maybe it's not.
I hear what you're saying.
You know what I mean? So,
and then,
yeah, it's like some of our favorites, and then some of the more popular ones.
So now, I mean, as a Green fan, you know, I love all the music, and I love going to the shows and stuff. But what about brand new music, like a new single, a new EP, anything in the works?
We've been the boys have been busting their butts, working hard. We got our interface and our computer and our MIDI controller and mic on the bus right now. We've recorded last couple of days, and we're constantly working, man.
Nice.
Caleb, our lead singer, he's been writing a lot of stuff and been kind of working on it, trying to write, you know, get everything together. Tykes too, our keyboardist, he's really been doing a lot of great writing too, so we have a lot of stuff happening. So we've been working on the, I guess it's technically the sixth studio album.
Nice.
Yeah, we're hoping for that to come out next year, and we're just right now is a good fun part with the creative process. And
let's focus on Black and White. Let's get that sold a billion copies, and then we'll go on to the next one.
Yeah, it's hard to you know, you want to move forward, but you kind of have to help it have legs for it. You know,
yeah, man.
We want to tour it, maybe do an acoustic tour. We've been talking.
That would be so fun. So fun, man.
Right.
It's been a pleasure talking to you, Zion. We love catching up with The Green.
Thank you so much for the time.
And we're going to see you guys out at the shows, and we encourage everyone to go out and support the Island Vibe Festival and get your tickets early for the UB40 show in September. So we thank you for your
come
time.
Come and show love for us at those UB40 shows. We got some fans. So.
Yeah, man. Well, much aloha. Much aloha and much love, man. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you so much, brother. Thank you for the time. Much aloha, my brother. Thank you, guys.